This conference will now be recorded.
Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. To access the meeting, please follow the instructions listed below. There is a go-to link, and there's also a dial-in number which I can give in case anybody's it's on the agenda if anyone needs that. All right, so remotely, if everyone would like to stand and try to find your local flag, and we'll do a Pledge of Allegiance. A Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seawright's long-standing policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 6, 2020. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmember Birdsall.
Here.
Catalano.
Here.
Bueller.
Present.
Lexstein.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
And Schwartz.
Here.
And of course, Mayor Kelly. Before we're marching the meeting, I just wanted to say to ask everybody's education and helping you're going through. While the coronavirus is still here, we're going to have a couple tough weeks coming up. So please continue to federal, state, local guidelines and recommendations is the best thing you can do for this period of time. At the same time, the state does also say you should go out and exercise if you feel the need to or desire to, and get some fresh air. So staying at home is the best and safest option. But if you do go out, just please continue to maintain social distancing recommendations. Stay 6 feet away from each other, and just be safe with everything. To date, we've had the best way to follow what's happening locally in Seabright is to log on to our borough website. We have put quite a few updates up there since coronavirus broke, and in coordination with OEM and police, so we have quite a few updates as we go, especially as it relates to public safety and public access. One thing that we've continued to monitor on a daily basis is access to our beaches, and since the people are allowed to go out in public still, we have been carefully monitoring everything. One precaution we took was we did close down the walkway and the seawall since it became clear that people couldn't safely practice social distancing there. And we are also equally monitoring the public parking lots and also the beach, of course. And as of today, we still maintain that while we monitor it every day, that considering people still go out in public, and we want to keep the beaches open, since that would allow them to responsibly practice social distancing better than funneling people onto our downtown sidewalk. Our town, as everyone knows, is only one block wide, so there aren't too many places to go, and our greatest resource is our beach, and it affords us the best opportunity to practice social distancing if families go out or whatever. That being said, we'll continue to monitor with OEM and police daily, and then we will take the necessary actions as needed. In particular, if the state shuts down the beach, we obviously do that immediately also. But we speak with other towns, and again, we monitor every day, and we'll continue to do so. That being said, would anybody in the audience like to be heard? Announce yourself, your name, your address. You have up to 3 minutes to address the governing body. All right, hearing nobody, we will go on to the regular meeting and on to the consent agenda. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the items that are on the consent agenda?
Madam
Mayor, can I make a motion to pull Resolution 99-2020 from the consent agenda and move the rest of the agenda?
Okay, would anybody like to make a motion?
Yeah, I would like to just remove number, this is Jack Keeler. I'd like to remove 96 for further discussion.
Okay.
I'll revise my motion to remove 99 and 96 from the consent agenda and approve the rest of the consent agenda.
Okay, and second on the rest of the consent agenda?
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Councilmember Birdsall? Catalano? Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right, so going back to resolution number 96-2020.
Yeah, 96, I just had a question on that. Do we actually have leftover film recovery revenue reserves anywhere?
Yes, we do, Jack. The storm recovery is the salt and plowing funds Mike had put aside. It's not Sandy storm. It was from snowstorms.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That clarifies that one. Do you just have a round number of how much money is available in that fund?
I do not know. I'm sorry, Jack. I don't know the exact number.
Okay. Well, thank you. That clarifies. I thought it was going back to Sandy. But thank you. I'm okay with it then.
Would anybody like to make a motion to on resolution number 96-2020.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, roll call. Councilmember Birdsall? Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yeah.
All right. And then back to resolution number 99.
Yeah, Mayor, I was hoping we can carry that resolution to the April 21st meeting. We want to try to get a better grasp on our planning board and how the planning board is going to be dealing with things before we go ahead and actually introduce that.
Okay, would anyone like to second carrying a resolution?
I'll make that motion.
Well, second it.
Jack Keeler.
Okay.
I made the motion. Jack seconds it.
Okay.
Okay. Roll call. Council members Burkle. Catalano?
Yes.
You said yes.
Yep. Oh, sorry. Lexi?
Yes.
Rooney, yes. Schwartz.
And
yes.
I say yes, too.
Okay. All right. On to ordinances. First public hearing, ordinance number 3-2020, an ordinance amending and supplementing the general code of the borough of Shrewsbury, chapter 201, entitled Vehicles and Traffic. Would anyone like to make a motion to open the public hearing on this ordinance?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Birdsall?
Anybody second that?
Yeah, somebody did.
Birdsall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll call. Council members Birdsall? Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
Would anybody from the public like to be heard on this ordinance?
Very much.
Network is back. I'm sorry, who's seconding that?
Who made that motion?
I made the motion that to conclude public portion.
Okay, and second?
Second.
Okay.
Jack seconded. All right, Council Members Birdsville. Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Heck? Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
Would anyone like to make a motion to...
I have a question. Mayor, I have a question.
Second.
I have a question on the first. Would it be possible to carry this to the next meeting just to give the residents a better chance to make a comment? I know it involves parking, and that's always a touchy subject.
It's possible. Did we get a second before we commented, Jack, or would you interject before then? I don't know what you want.
I'm fine with it, but I just like to give the residents in that area an opportunity to speak or to give a comment. That's my only concern.
All right, would anyone else like to do a second his request or to move it to the next meeting, or should we take a second?
Is there any urgency in putting this through right now, Joe?
I'm not quite sure. Christine, I don't know why the audio here is...
Somebody must have something near their speaker.
Chris, this parking ordinance is for... I don't have the ordinance in front of me.
It's the East Ocean Avenue, changing it to two-hour parking and the 30-minute in front of Giglio's.
Now I remember. I don't think there's any urgency, Jack, but these were from the businesses to go to two-hour parking and 30-minute parking earlier in front of Giglio's to the North Shore.
Yeah, and we could carry, but my only concern with carrying is that the next public meeting most likely will also be online also. So I don't see how that would change much, but that's up to you.
No, Mayor, I agree with you. I think if anyone had any comments, they would have chimed in. It's this is a public meeting, and it has been posted to the website, in the normal course. So I don't know if anyone, Chris, have you heard from any resident that or Joe that they're opposed to this?
Yeah, no, I haven't heard from anybody.
I have not.
And it was introduced at a public meeting, at a regular meeting.
Yeah, so Jack, I think we should just proceed with it and just get it codified, because I agree with the mayor. I think it's just going to be the same thing at the next meeting.
Yeah, I just thought in the end, maybe we could make an effort to highlight it, but again, I'm fine with the ordinance. I'm just concerned that somebody might be interested in and didn't realize it, et cetera, et cetera. But I'll go along with it. Yeah, we can.
All right, Jack, thanks. But thanks for the comments also. All right, so I think we had, who made the motion to adopt
this? I made the motion, and I'll make a motion, if it wasn't clear before, I'll make the motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second. Okay, okay. Council Members Birdsall? Catalano?
Yes.
Giller?
Yes.
Bexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
Next up will be the introduction of ordinance number 4-2020, an ordinance amending chapter 150, plastic bags, plastic utensils, food containers, balloons, and plastic straw regulations of the Code of the Borough of Seabright. Would anyone like to make a motion to introduce ordinance number 4-2020?
I'll make that motion.
Second. All right, Council Members Birdsall? Catalano?
Yes. Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexine?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right. On to new business. And vouchers in the amount of $472,833. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the voucher list dated April 7th, 2020?
So moved.
I'll second it.
All right, Councilmember Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexine?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right, so honestly, we have executive, but I don't believe that anything for that. Go.
I don't believe we have any personnel or other real estate issues. Roger's on the line.
I don't know how we would do it. Thanks, Roger. Thanks, Joe. All right. Be safe. And if there's nothing else, would anyone like to make a motion to adjourn this?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I have one question for Joe. When's the police trailer getting out of here?
The 27th is the date or sooner. Mod Space has a significant amount of customers right now, as you can imagine. We're hoping they get out sooner, but I think the date is the 27th of April.
All right, thanks, Joe. Would anyone like to second the motion to adjourn?
I'll second.
All right, all in favor?
I just have one comment.
Sure, Jack.
This is Jack. Just if anybody's interested in getting updates from the GIF, they have a daily update on the corona matter, and it's on njmel.org. That's M-E-L, njmel.org. And they you'll find the GIF's daily updates on what's going on, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, Jack, that's great. Thank you. Any other comments? All right, all in favor of adjourning the meeting?
Aye.
Good
night, everybody. Be safe.
Good night.
Aye.
Stay safe, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye
now.
Bye-bye-bye. Signing off.
Bye, Jack.
Bye.
It's over? Yes. Well, that was a shit show. What? I mean, it was okay, but I'm pretty sure it was Mark Lexstein's.